When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Surfers get ready, people get ready. Surfers get ready for tea with me.
Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me, Shane Todd. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of this week's episode, let me point you in the direction of our Patreon. That's patreon.com/TeaWithMePodcast, the link's in the description. And what we have on there is so much bonus stuff. We've got the special brew that comes out every Monday, the bonus episode. The last one we did, well, a couple of weeks ago, I was in Copenhagen doing one with William Thompson, one of my guests today. We'll do a live stream episode every Friday, and there's so many specials on there. Oh my God, like, there's millions of them. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The Mock Blames on there, Stars in Your Eyes, SSE Arena Live Podcast, it's all happening. Patreon.com/TVMePodcast. I'm on, I might be on tour by the time this comes out. ShaneTalkComedy.com if you want to come see me live. Second night at the SSE Arena is 15th of November. I'm doing the 9th and the 15th. Is that right?
I don't know.
All right. We think it's 9th and the 15th of November. Shane Talk Comedy for all that. ShaneTalkComedy.com for all that. And then when I announce the big tour, it will all be on there. We are sponsored by none other than Manscaped. I've always been... Let me tell you something right now. I've been using Manscaped products since we became sponsored by Manscaped, and that was just coincidence, right? I used a non-Manscaped product about 4 or 5 days ago because I couldn't find my Lawnmower 5.0. So I used like a facial trimmer without the guard, right? So what I'm saying is, I have an old face trimmer. I couldn't find the guards for it. So I went, I'll just use this. Same thing I foolishly thought. Let me tell you two things. Number one, it looks weird down there because there is no hair, right? So it looks like alarming. And the other thing is I cut myself up maybe 3-4 times. So it looks awful. It looks like, you know, the top of an old man's head, you know, like a widower who like closes the garage. I'm just basing this on my granddad. My granddad died, but closes the garage door a lot of times on his own head.
Was he all right? Did he take it well?
What do you mean?
When your granddad died, he's just slamming his head in the garage door.
Yeah, looking back, it was probably a cry for help, actually, because he didn't have a car. But he used to have like quite a dented head, RIP, and there would be a lot of cuts around his head. Am I, what would you say, groin? Looks like that at the minute. So I made them escape and I made the mistake of not having spilled tea over myself there. That's how sad I am that I didn't use Manscaped products. But I'm back on the Manscaped now. I need a 5.0 because I can't find mine. But I saw a glimpse of what life would be like without Manscaped, and it's not worth living. Go to manscaped.com, use the code Tea With Me for 20% off and free shipping. My guests today are none other. Don't.
Wow.
You think you're like the guy from the 1975 smoking inside, doing your vapes. Stop doing vapes around us.
No manners.
He's, do you know what it is? He thinks he's cool doing it. It's a wee sucky. It's a wee dummy tit.
Vaping's cool. Get used to it.
Your wee hat, no?
Yeah. He bought that in...
Captain America's gone downhill.
Denmark. He bought that in...
Captain Arthritis.
You bought that in Denmark, didn't you?
Yeah, Denmark.
And
the home of the Oakland days.
It's a very, very flat brim. Very flat brim.
Is Oakland not in California?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
But Denmark's the home of them.
For some reason, we found this weird shop that was selling loads of Oakland A's merch, specifically.
Loads of different sports, just Oakland A's.
Yeah.
And the hats are nice.
My guests are William Thompson and Mark McCarney. Guys, couple quick. I want to talk to you about your travels. We can talk about our travels. But let me ask you, first of all, picking up a conversation we just had before we recorded, what is the most beautiful nationality in the world? Because McCarney's pushing pretty hard for Russia, more specifically Moscow, before this.
I have my answer.
Okay.
Aye, good Russian.
You think beautiful people?
The coldness brings out good looking people, I think.
No, but then they're all, a lot of them are, you know,
that's all models like that. They're all the frost took it out of them.
A lot of them are starving, good cheekbones.
If it's -5 outside, you're a 10 on the inside.
So you're saying when people tense up with the cold, mm-hmm. that's bringing out a nice look.
It is. Tense them all up.
You're sort of squinting.
So that
you're sort of limbs in the winter.
I would sure know.
You are winter hot, summer stinking. I've always said that. But you're right, because when people like squint as well, you know, when it's raining or hailstones, you do squint, and that's kind of like a cool look, you know.
Like I go the complete opposite with him.
Hold on. You're saying Russians, most beautiful people in the world.
Aye, ever since Ukraine, anyway. Something about that takeover vibe that I don't know. Just makes me
something turgent. like dominant.
It's coming from here, you know.
Like yeah. Par, yeah. Just it. You like par, like.
Like they see Putin on a horse.
Yeah, with his top off. There's also a thing where he goes into cold water and he doesn't even flinch.
Yeah.
But the horse topless is strong.
And he's got a six pack.
Because that put pressure on other world leaders to do stuff like that.
Like to get good looking?
No, yeah.
Brian Foster was on the back of a donkey in Port Rush.
How was I supposed to get there? We've no train, you little bastard.
Willie
Davis. God rest her.
What's the most beautiful, not dead. What's the most beautiful nationality in the world?
Australian.
You think so?
Ah, you're out bag.
Fuck off. How are they?
Do you ever see, there's a show on YouTube, it must have been on TV in Australia at one time, called Bogans.
Which is what they call, it's culty, is their word for culty, is it?
I thought chav.
No, Bogan is like a culty to them.
Can we look that up?
Is it?
Someone who lives sort of in the outback.
Yeah, some of them dolls now.
They need a wee spritz of deodorant before you went near them, like. They're quite fragrant.
No, well... It's just the, yeah, she's walking about with a stripper pole all the time.
Aye.
She's not using it, she's just walking about with it.
But you're saying Australians, but so many people in Australia are not Australian. So you're probably
I'm talking the natives. They've been there a while. Because they're outside all the time, it's warm.
Native Australian.
Time. Yeah.
Number one for you.
And yeah, give me a wee indigenous doll. That's what I want.
I mean, they're two atypical answers.
Moscow
Russian
and indigenous?
And native Australian. I'm going to go like Iranian or something like that. The women are beautiful.
Chernobyl?
Guys have... Huh?
What?
Chernobyl? Is that near Iran?
No, it's in Ukraine, but the best advice I could give you if you're anywhere near it is to run.
Is Chernobyl in Ukraine?
Yeah, it was a Russian...
in Ukraine,
it was a
yeah.
Russian nuclear plant.
Fuck, they're having a tough time of it.
And they've had a hard time with those Russians, yeah. Don't read about World War One.
That's the way they get away with it. They're good looking.
Aye.
So, but yeah, Iranians are gorgeous.
Are they?
Yeah.
You're like a woman doesn't show ankle. Is that what you're into?
Yeah, fine ankles.
Hide
gross.
Your hair from the rest of the world.
No, but like I'm talking like the guys have like those like straight line beards. You know what I mean? Like that like high def line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's what you want.
No, that's what I'm
woman
saying.
Woman with a strong beard?
No, it's like the guys who wear a lot of like, you know, waistcoats and stuff like that still. Waistcoats, like defined beards.
Waistcoats and beards?
Yeah.
That's just the fittest women in the world.
No, these are the men.
1930s train conductors.
These are the men. And the ladies are
Paddington, are Paddington Bears oil boy. That's what you're after.
Getting the roof watching Paddington.
Yeah. No. Put Marmite all over it.
Turkey.
Marmite?
Turkish, I'll give you two.
Yeah. Marmite on it, eh? Yeah. Oh, wait, Paddington fucking loves Marmite.
Still have Marmite sandwiches.
Marmalade.
He tries other things. You haven't seen the new one then?
Yeah, just in the Marmite.
He goes off of rails.
Yeah. Great film, by the way.
Oh, they're brilliant.
Apparently so, I haven't seen it. I love the TV show.
First or second one do you prefer?
What's the TV show?
Paddington.
Or the cartoon?
He's sort of like...
Like 3D animated?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
It's done with computers.
Any series of it.
But he has a tragic backstory, like.
Oh, he does, huh?
The first 20 minutes of the film are his uncle getting killed in a rainstorm and then he gets shipped away to Britain.
Yeah. He falls off a bridge. Somebody falls off a bridge or something, doesn't
it? It's a tragic story, you think about it? All they give him was a coat and a hat.
off that bridge, you bastard.
And a jar of Marmite, and he said, I don't want that, I'll have the Marmite.
He was happy-go-lucky when you think about it.
Now he's an optimistic wee bar. Yeah.
Here's the thing as well, he's the only slight creepiness about it is he's old. He's living in that house, you know what I mean, as like a lodger, and you sort of think of him as cuddly and all, but like, he's been around since 50s. Born in the 50s, like.
Aye, but the rebooted, he's like a baby bear. He's not 72.
But that's what he's saying he is, you know. He's one
but
of
he is
guys.
A bear. He'd claw your fucking throat out.
He would, aye, unless you give him Marmite, apparently.
Imagine trying to put a coat in a bear.
Imagine the third...
Do you know that bear needs a wee sun hat?
Imagine the third movie, he just loses it and just fucking, like,
you
know, rips someone's face off.
Wee Pantagonia. We'll settle this bear.
I got... Oh, speaking of, like, bears and all, I got so into, like,
Dave Elliott too.
A deep dive of... When people get reunited with animals.
Oh.
I had tears in my eyes like fucking some woman who hand-raised a lion. And then she just walks into the jungle and knows who it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's like, yes, mate. And you got to trust that because that lion's run towards her. And she's
there's a boy that raised a hippo.
Right.
And he got reunited and hippo fucking
my
hit him. That's true as God.
That was my dad every time his party he came in drunk. We're like, I've raised a hippo. I'm sitting there covered in monster munch. What about the guy who lived, he went off the map, went to live with bears, lived with them for about 2 years and then they fucking ate him?
That's right. That's one of the real famous ones. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what was that called again?
I can't remember. McKegney was telling me about it. Just this guy raised a load of bears and he was like, see, you can be family with them. And then they were like, I guess you. Just ripped his fucking throat out.
Yeah. And elephants, there's a guy who just like goes to a certain part of the world. I don't know where it is. And he just like stands in the middle of a river. Just he's like,
plays the piano. There's a boy who plays the piano for elephants. I know him.
What do you mean he plays the piano for elephants?
He plays the
and
piano
they like it?
For them. Eh?
And they like it?
Well, they didn't say as much. But yeah. You know, they're very interested in it.
They're going, and if you translate it, that's like, knock that in the head, please. Like, we don't like that.
Oh, he's very, they like it?
Yeah.
They're very smart elephants, aren't they?
Imagine being at a dinner party with that guy. What do you do? Oh, I'm just like an accountant or whatever. What do you do? I play Adagio for strings for elephants on the piano.
Busking in the Serengeti.
I love all that, like all that reuniting stuff. It's really nice.
Would you ever get a chimp? Like Jackson?
No, because they...
You have enough money to do that now.
To get a chimp?
I'll be the chimp.
What do you think a chimp would... Yeah, him
I'd run... You'd go in, just me in a cage.
No, yeah, run about my house in nappies. Him. I think the idea of it is fun. But, like, they are the ones that, like, rip your face off.
Chimps are so strong.
Yeah, they're
like, four times stronger than
they
people.
They do. Like, they rip your face off. There was that woman, again, one of those ones, I think, like, she had one at the house. And then it ripped her friend's face off.
A model does a photo shoot with one. And whatever happened, I think the cameras were freaking the chimp out. Just ripped her face off.
Yeah.
And she didn't have any transferable skills. Like, her face was everything. She wasn't like, I'm also really good with numbers. Nah, she just had the looks.
Koalas can do that as well. Like, they'll do that,
they
the Asian tourists.
They wouldn't.
They have, and they will.
No, they wouldn't, because they don't. They're
they
so
rip,
nice.
They've ripped the stomachs out of Asian tourists before.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, can we all?
Oh, jeez.
So, I mean, koalas are lovely, we thinks.
He really connected with koalas when we were in Australia.
I cried to a koala video yesterday.
Joe, but this, he went off by himself to go to a koala
They went to a topless...
That sounds ominous.
You went to a topless fitness beach, and I went to a koala.
Yeah.
And I had the better day.
Like a sanctuary?
Yeah.
I fell out with a dolphin once.
Really?
There's a place in Florida where you can swim with them.
Yeah.
And the way the water, there's like stones down.
You're on a family holiday?
No, I was on my own. No, I was with the girlfriend at the time. And I think that's why we broke up, because once you see this, you're like,
uppercut of the
just
dolphin?
Demasculated me.
Right.
Or what happened?
I fell on him and he didn't like it.
Right.
He took a badness to me.
Uh-huh.
And I could see it in his eye. And he took me out to the deep and left me there.
Right.
And I can't swim too well.
Yeah.
And the doll had to tell him to go back out and get me.
Had to tell the dolphin?
I go out and get him. Me sitting fucking... That's as true as God. There's photos in our house. And he came back eventually. I don't know where. He took a couple of laps, and he came back and got me.
I took a long way around.
And then left me, and everyone was lined up, you know, to turn. Nobody could even look me in the face because it was so embarrassing.
Oh, man. I wouldn't even do that, the swim with
but
dolphins.
Then I said that about dolphins being bastards for years, and nobody believed me. And then mind the documentary came out that they were raping people.
Yeah.
Surviving dolphins.
And I just said, there you go.
Yeah, you sort of watched that... what's the C word movie?
Yeah, the ditties of the sea. That's what they call dolphins.
What's that? Blackfish?
Yeah, Blackfish.
Squirt
did it.
You watched that. He definitely did.
But Blackfish?
You watch out through
which was okay at the time, but
you watch out through
a
different pair of eyes now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the one. He caught him by the leg, didn't he? The whale caught him by the foot.
I thought we were still talking about Diddy.
No one knows where he is right now.
I know where he is. I've known for years. And I've kept quiet and now.
Imagine I was the Diddy of the comedy world.
Oh, man.
Imagine.
You want a five spot at the pub, do you?
I mean, that's wild because nowadays, like, the spreading of misinformation, because obviously everyone on social media accounts, wild, because everyone's like, he's in Cape Verde and they don't have an extradition treaty. I don't know if there's a on the end of that. Cape Verde or Verde. There is? Yeah, but he could be in Cape Verde. Let's not rule out. They're saying he's in Cape Verde, but he could also be in Cape Verde.
Which is a place in Denmark.
Cape Verde. But people are like, his plane is there. But then
he wasn't on the plane. He wasn't on the plane.
So what's he sending his plane for?
What was on the plane? What's he getting rid of? That's what you need to think about.
Dirty trunks.
That's it. It's full of stinking boxers. And he's like, these will get me put away for 40 years.
Like Nuts magazine and all. And he's like, they're going to do me for this.
Imagine the rate of them. It was just like loads of like, not even soft naked pictures. Yeah, just real soft.
Why didn't they wait till he was home?
They did. They raided his place.
Aye.
They did, but he escaped apparently. So they raided the home. From what I've read, they raided his house and his kids were in, but he wasn't. So he literally went, you get that, and went out the back door.
There's something funny about him putting up photos of just different parts. Imagine the police after you and you go to Lisburn. I'm here now.
Yeah, because he was.
And then they go to Lisburn, then you're in fucking Limavady.
Yeah.
They said he was.
I can't believe he's a liar,
Mark,
as well.
I'm no detective, but I'm seeing a pattern emerge. You only go to places that begin with L. So I think we'd catch you in Lisbon.
What was the other L I said?
Lisburn.
Lisburn, Limavady. So I think if you were on the run, it seems like you're just going to places that begin with L.
Getting diagnosed with autism. Jesus Christ, you come up like a guest and you come out with an ailment.
An ailment.
Jesus Christ. If I want a social analyse, I stay at home with the old dog.
And Diddy, who's at your house, apparently.
Is it Puff Diddy or P Diddy? Or?
He's Love now.
We're beginning to think.
His name is Love, which makes him just sound like a Belfast math.
Everyone says, you know, he works for the CIA.
Aye. Well, his dad did.
It was the FBI. His dad was like...
His dad was CIA, I think. CIA.
Like, number one informant.
He was initially a drug dealer, and then it's alleged that he was an informant for the CIA, which is how that he got all of his money, allegedly.
And power, obviously, then.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he had all... So when hip-hop was rising, he basically was very early on going, you make all the songs, all the records, sign them over to me, or you would produce a song for them. He would put his name on it, wouldn't give you credit. So he very much... He also had guardianship of Usher.
Yeah, but in the background, of song, he wasn't really doing a lot of heavy lifting on the songs. He was just in the background going, take that.
He had the guardianship of Usher?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was legal guardian of Usher.
Yeah. There's a lot of footage come out that could be described as problematic.
Yeah, it's really... It'd be like you going to me being like, William, do you want to support me on tour? I'm like, yeah, I'd love to. And then you go, also, I'm your dad.
I'm adopting you. So I don't have to pay.
You don't know what you signed when we were in Norway, son. Now, what's meant? There's footage of... They used to put on these big like house parties and there would be cameras at it. And this is from, I'm going to guess, early noughties. And Kevin Hart is like interviewing people at Diddy's house. And it's Diddy and Usher in this room with Kevin Hart. And I imagine everyone's blocked, right? And you find this on YouTube. And Kevin Hart's talking about it, like, oh yeah, you guys used to live together. Now remember the big age difference between them? And Diddy goes something along the lines of, yeah, yeah, well, me and this guy used to wake up together. And then he catches himself. And Kevin Hart's like, have you seen this?
Yeah.
Kevin Hart's like, oh, starts laughing. And Diddy literally goes, damn. And then changes the subject. So he's basically like, when we used to wake up in the same bed, me and him, oh no, fuck, actually that's right, he was 14 or whatever. So like, it's apparently come out that like, allegedly, that he's groomed
a lot.
Countless R&B stars.
Meek Mill has apparently been one of them.
Yeah, but what's weird is he's probably like late 30s.
Yeah, he's a fully grown man, but the stuff that's come out with, there's a video where Meek Mill's in a pool. He looks sore.
The guy who not exposed this, but the guy who brought it more to public light, and
Cat Williams
and 50 Cent. 50 Cent every day. Do you follow 50 Cent on Instagram?
No.
Oh, you
the best person on Instagram. Every day he'll post up all like news articles about it. He's been talking about Diddy for years like this. Like the only guy who will openly come out and joke about it. And 50 Cent was like, the guy asked me to take me out shopping. He's like, I'm not letting another man take me out shopping.
Take me, I'm not.
Is 50 Cent the boy that couldn't sing and then he got shot in the face 8 times? He could sing.
He could sing, but he could rap before then. Then got shot in the face.
And he was better.
McCartney out there trying to catch a drive by to release an album.
Next year's stand-up's going to be great. Half a head. I heard that story with 50 Cent and I couldn't take him seriously after.
After, because he got shot 9 times.
And then remember the music video where he was upside down?
Yeah, in the club.
Yeah. The candy.
He redid it at the Super Bowl and realised it wasn't as easy as it was back then. You heard him talking about it? He's like, I regretted it so bad. He's upside down, but then obviously, like a lot of guys, when you get older, you have a lot more excess skin. So when he goes upside down, all his skin
comes. He looked like a wee wombat.
Yeah. It's true.
Oh my god.
50 stone.
No, yeah, you got shot 9.
You can't believe everything. You know what they should do? Sure, they'll forget all about it. And if P. Diddy and Russell Brand don't get him to the Greek too.
Oh, that's right. They were in that together.
They forgot all about.
I'd watch that.
That was a good movie.
Trying to get out of jail.
Remember the scene where he was running after the street, or running down the street after them, the car, and he gets hit by a car.
Yeah, then he just gets up again.
And then he goes, he'll not get away from Diddy.
Yeah. Or man, the bit where he just goes, I'm a man, fuck him.
We were all
I'm
going,
I'm a man, fucking you right now.
Bad boy for life.
Yeah. Oh, he meant it.
Clues were there. Like.
I think he killed.
No, that was a different film.
I think he killed Biggie. That's my 2 cents. I did. I think
we
he
just
got,
took a gear changer.
I think he killed. I think he killed.
So did not find out who killed him though.
No, they found out who killed Pac because the guy was basically going on YouTube interviews going, "I killed Pac," and then that's the people were like, started, "We might be able to use this."
Yeah, that's what people started suspecting him.
Yeah,
like,
his name was Keefe D, who is not the one guy.
Keefe
D, who did, it's not the one who signed
without
Elton John.
Yeah. Don't go breaking my heart.
Yeah.
Don't go shooting Tupac. Yeah.
So Elton John's behind it. I knew
was
that.
Was joking there somewhere?
Rocket Man, me hole.
He'll kill you and then do a tribute song to you. He's just perpetuating his own business. Knows he
just plays a piano over you while you're just slowly.
You say your last words to him. He's like, "That's going in the song."
Sorry, Kiki D.
Keefe D. Kiki D's the one with Elton John.
Because they do these hip hop interviews, and as time goes on, I think these guys need a few quid. So they'll like the host is probably like $500 here, like. You know, give us a bit of the scoop. And the guy's like, "I shot him." Well, interview's paid for itself. Those hip hop interviews are wild.
Yeah.
But so William Thompson's putting it out there that like
I think he killed Biggie.
But was his best mate though?
Was it?
Oh, I love when people do that. And the brain's covering your eyes.
Conspiracy theorists don't need to even put forward any evidence. You just go, but that's his best friend. Aye, that's what they tell you. You don't actually have to provide any evidence.
But what's the benefit of killing him?
So the theory is Biggie wanted out of his contract because he was making more money, Diddy skimming off the top, and his contracts were notoriously fucking brutal. A lot of people who worked with him didn't make any money because Diddy did. So I think he was kind of looking out of his contract, and P. Diddy's like, "Is that right?"
I mean, what that seems extreme. You probably could go, we could change in the terms slightly.
Not Diddy.
Right.
Not Diddy. Is there more money in an artist after they die?
I was going to say, I've heard that. There's more money in them.
See, when I got my first student grant, I bought a bottle of...
Don't make a death threat of you over EMA money.
I love the EMA money.
Oh.
But then when you got...
£30 back in the day.
£30 a week.
A week.
When I went to tech then, you get the student grant if you're eligible for it. Money in your account, you don't have to pay back. And I bought a large bottle of Sean John, his aftershave. And I remember the bottle, and I got it in the Boots in Royal Avenue, and I thought, this will make me cool. I was like, this is it.
You love a cheap aftershave. This is where, like, you love the wee Marks and Spencers ones.
Right, Mark, I don't know if you know about this, and this is a sort of life hack I didn't want to put out there to the world, because sometimes you keep something secret. Marks and Spencers do £6 bottles of aftershave that are based on the most popular scents that you'd pay £100 for that size of a bottle for. £6, you go in, you get a few of them, you have a nice wee range, fit in your toilet bag, fit in your Manscaped travel wash bag, 20% off free shipping, you just go to me. But I told him about this, being like, "Willie, come to Marks and Spencer, get all these," and he is a fragrance snob.
But
he's a huge fragrance.
You're right, everything's made in the same factory. It's just labelled.
I know the difference between a good and a bad fragrance, that's all I'm saying. But it's nice
Why
for a minute.
Why are you a wee sommelier?
It doesn't, linger.
You're a wee sommelier.
I am. Juicy sommelier. It doesn't linger. It's on you for a bit. The smell doesn't last.
All right, Dolores.
With a good...
The Norse African. A Reardon.
With a good fragrance. I'm getting tearful.
With but a you good put on aftershave every day.
Oh, yeah.
No, not
every day. I have a system. A ranked system in my house. So there's...
I have a system!
The autistic Martin Luther King.
Oh, you're being diagnosed this episode.
Here, this isn't an episode.
We all, we all of her wants.
These two men are doctors.
So I have like four tier.
That's why Dan's rubber gloves out. I'm just getting worried.
You have a four tier system?
Yeah, imagine going in to get diagnosed with like ADHD and Dan's just like, oh, I'll need to check your arsler. So a four tier system. Bottom is like, okay, I'm not going anywhere fancy. Cheapest aftershave. That's where my Marksies ones go.
What is the cheap one? The Marksies ones Marksies. We got. Yeah. Right.
Then you'll get your aftershaves. They're about 20, 30 a bottle. They're in the second.
What's in there? A Versace blue jeans?
Maybe
Jean-Paul Gaultier?
A cool water might be in there if it's on sale. That's okay. Where that goes. Third one is, it's like a first date. No, yeah, like a first date. That's the third one.
So I wonder, hold on. And tell me what sort of fragrances we're talking about there.
So like you get a Jean-Paul Gaultier. No, the one where it's the wee tit woman.
Yeah.
Where I don't know why that's every bottle has to be tits, right. But that would sort of go
or
there.
Or Paco Rabanne or anything?
Paco Rabanne would sort of... Which one of Paco Rabanne?
Well, what I'm asking is, first date isn't even the top tier.
Nope.
So I'm wondering, what does Willie T want to smell even better for than a first date?
If we're doing like a big show.
Can smell you?
I can smell me. It's about how I feel. Right. And it gives me confidence if I know I smell good.
So how creepy if we look at you and you're doing a big show after every punchline and you're smelling yourself?
Yeah, watch me back after every punchline. I just go, smelling the wrists. So yeah, my fourth tier would be like a Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Yeah.
Like a really fancy one.
It's not really fancy. Your snobbery sort of...
It's an expensive one.
Right.
I'll not give you
10 litres of it.
Yeah, it's like, you know those Juice O cartons? It's that. So that'll be the top. Top is the spanny ones. Right. It's the only thing I get really intense about.
Will you ever pop on aftershave?
No, I just use the Magic 3 out of the QR.
Yeah.
Rub it on.
Just give it a rub.
I have aftershave at the house, but I've no idea what they are. They've been gifts throughout the years.
If you told me you brewed aftershave in your bath, I'd believe
I could
you.
See that.
No.
You're thinking about it now.
Lynx Africa is the height I'd go. I know it's stereotypical, like, but...
That's a good one.
I'd use
a
Lynx Africa.
Do you remember Lynx Chocolate?
Yeah.
That was a brilliant Lynx. That was outstanding. Don't you pull that face. That was a good Lynx.
I tried to do a natural deodorant, thinking it was like, good for the planet and all. I just smelt and it gave me a rash under my arms.
What's a natural?
I learned a lesson.
What's just a natural?
Rubbing
deodorant?
A hedgehog under your armpit.
It's just
hug a dog really tight.
You just crush up like daisy petals and whatnot. It's I don't know. It was called I heard it on a podcast advertised and I got it and it was shit. It was a roll on, but it's made out of like it'll be like this. Like it's like shea butter. And something.
Roll-ons are shite, though.
Ah, they're stinking. Do you ever get someone when you're like, if you have any deodorant, they're like, yeah, and hand you a roll-on? And you're like, I'm not sharing your roll-on.
Nah, you don't share a roll-on. And what about in the same way that when someone's eating a cream egg, you don't go, can I have a bit?
Who does what?
In the playground, that was that. And a Mars bar is another one.
Too spoiled, you see.
Is that how
you're lucky you have a cream egg?
Yeah.
No insides, no?
Someone gets the inside, you get the outer shell. That's how it works.
If you're a good mother, you just spoon it out.
Yeah, feed you like a baby bird.
Throw it out.
I remember thinking the ultimate in life would be, as a kid, thinking if you could get an Easter egg, a cream egg Easter egg, and I know they existed, cream egg Easter eggs, but you would get a hollow egg and then wee mini eggs. I mean a giant egg filled with cream egg cream. I remember thinking that's like...
I thought when I first got my first cream egg Easter egg, that's what it was. Devastated when it was empty.
Actually, you'd skit to the hole yourself eating that.
Like. Oh, man, I drink. I look like I drink that daily. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I would love
that. Do you remember how big cream eggs used to be? Says your fist.
Smaller,
I thought you meant in terms of popularity.
No. Even still, yeah, there were.
There's white ones?
Yep.
I don't want to try that now. There's so many chocolate bars. They're like, oh, we'll just make it white. And I'm like, that doesn't make it good.
What's funny is knowing in life the sort of things you try, and then you're like, nah, I wouldn't touch a white chocolate cream egg.
Nah. Unless it's in someone's arse, I'm not eating it.
Are you still into that bad habit?
Yeah, like I'm picking my nose.
Mark, you can't.
I'm going to get you into it.
You've tried
it's
to
like
explain
Tyler, it's like Tyler the Creator. I'm gonna get up.
I tried to explain it to me more times and I'm still going.
I tried to get him out of it. I said, you eat 50 of them. He did and loved it.
We need to get you like an electric dog collar or something.
I'll stop me.
Anytime you go near.
Look like the Hulk is. Trying to stop himself transforming. Like,
here he is. Oh no, don't put that on me.
Yeah. Turn it up. Remember Tony tried to put pressure points on me and I just got a root. Like, I was like, it's nothing to me.
Our what mate showed him pressure points in the butt. You know, someone pushes you in there.
Oh,
it's the worst feeling of all time.
I crippled you. Sorry.
Tony pushed in.
I'm immune.
Sorry. I didn't mean it like that.
But do it and it might reverse.
Oh no, he did it. That was just like, this is fine for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, he just sat there like very calm.
Yeah, he was just like fully digging his
He's a pain. I don't want to go into it, but he's a pain guy.
Oh, you like the whippet and the stuff?
Ah.
Jeez. We've gone too far as civilization.
No, he's...
Whatever happened to just putting it in and out again and go away home?
The hokey cokey approach.
Just the once.
Yeah.
You can do it twice.
I've work in the morning. Do you just put it in, leave it in?
Yeah.
Like a teabag?
I like to talk. Maybe quit.
I can't. Are you a dirty talking guy?
No, you can't with this accent. No, it comes across just bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because you would say the word pussy.
I said that in Canada and the whole audience went, oh. Because it was all in my head about, you know, being in Canada and no different terms. Like I nearly said spar. And I was like, oh, I had to go convenience store. And then I said fanny. And I was like, oh, maybe they don't get fanny over here.
Well, they say fanny's arse.
Aye.
Yeah.
So I said pussy.
Pussy?
It just didn't.
It's the way you hit your asses. Just,
How was that your first time in Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Toronto's brilliant, isn't it?
It is, aye.
Great city. We loved it.
Yeah.
And was gig good?
Great.
That venue, that's... No, you weren't there. You weren't in Canada?
Yes, I was.
You weren't in Toronto with me?
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't?
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
Yes, it was, because Kieran kept trying to give my lighter away to crack addicts.
No, different trip.
Oh, right.
Thank God.
There's no crack addicts in Toronto.
Fucking, there's a plenty.
There's not one homeless person in it.
Where did you go?
Nah,
well, because if it's -5, they'd be dead.
Aye. Oh, what do you think? There was just loads of
We seen one, and I gave him a lock of change, and I said to McCann, that's the first fella I've seen here homeless. And then we went, aye, because it gets like -10 here, so.
Aye. Right. In Australia, there was loads of them because it was roasting.
Yeah. That's just normal people.
I was like the meth head that.
Oh, that bastard's terrible.
Oh, Mickey?
Yeah. Mickey and Paddy in Australia right now, in the same city, pretending not to be into the boxing.
Was Paddy in too?
Yeah.
Paddy's out there now, yeah.
Oh,
they were in the same city, and I don't think they went to see each other because they're both being like, I don't care about the boxing at all.
But if you're really you're really quiet in Melbourne right now, you can hear both of them.
Are you doing this year?
No.
You're not doing anything?
Well, there was the way, because remember you asked me, and then I was like, it's February, you said? And I was like, oh, I can't do 4 weeks of training this time as well. But then as now, it's not to the June.
So if something changes, Mark McCartney might be ready.
Last minute addition. Are you doing Colgear this time?
I don't know.
Colgear?
Whoever wins their fight gets a round with me.
Are you doing it?
I might do.
He is doing it. He stole the show last time.
Oh,
he's
going to
do it. I don't know. I just feel like, I'm like, will it be funny twice?
The two boys that stole the show weren't even boxing. I mean, you and Kieran.
You and Kieran. Brilliant. Kieran's going to sing a song at the start of the show, but a different one from last time. But it'll be
perfect.
You know what he's singing?
Oh, I do know what he's singing.
It'll be great. That'd be really good. Toronto's brilliant.
Yeah.
I'd love to spend like.
It's our signal. He's doing the 10-minute tribute to Diddy.
Yeah.
He'll be there.
Come out with a little tinfoil on him. Yeah.
You been to Scandinavia before?
Not that I know of.
We.
I was in Bratislava.
Oh, why?
I was in there.
Where's that?
It's near Russia.
Right.
It's in. Czech Republic?
Aye. Sure.
I think it's Czech Republic.
Never good at geography now.
Nah, I couldn't tell you where it is. They're all the same.
Or Croatia? Is it Croatia?
Slovakia.
Scandinavia is Copenhagen, one of the best cities we've been.
Oh, in Norway. I'd love to go Norway and stuff.
Nice.
I'll say I prefer Denmark as a city.
There's that one, the comedy club we did in Norway, though, may have been one of the nicest rooms I've ever
seen. One of the
best
places we've been.
That's a funny thing. Like, they make comedy clubs all over. Like here, we just go, oh, there's a room.
Aye. Put it in. This place, you walk
in. You're going to be in the back of the room while there's a 16th birthday party on in McCracken's bar.
It's called Ladder. So it's like, you go in, full bar, restaurant. It had a theatre and then like a room basically. So a bit like if you've, you know, you go into a venue, there's a big room and a small room, they had that. We were in the small room, which was like 150.
A bit more than that.
More than that, and it just like everything about the layout of the room, everything's perfect. And I thought it was going to be all Irish people. There was like four guys.
Aye.
And everybody else is just Norwegians that speak perfect English that just will go to any English-speaking comedy because they just love comedy. But it took me a while to work that out because I start my set on the assumption that...
Now, had he watched me at the start, he would have realised that because I come out and I ask, where's everybody from?
Right.
You didn't do
that. I didn't see that bit.
You didn't see me do it.
So I assume that everyone is just there to see me on tour because they follow my stuff. And after like 5 minutes, I'm not really hitting, like not connecting. And I went, who is from home? And literally four fellas were like, yes, mate. And then I slowed everything down, changed things up a wee tiny bit just to get them in. And then it was
You missed me doing Nazi banter that slayed.
Right.
Because I was just making fun of Germany and the Norwegians love that.
Do they?
Aye, apparently so. Just no. Making Nazi
not fans
jokes.
Of the Nazis, are they?
Apparently not, no. I know they stayed out of it, but yeah, they don't like them.
But Oslo was nice, but it was as a city, but it was eye-wateringly expensive.
So dear. Everything was just like...
Copenhagen wasn't bad.
Toronto was expensive too.
It is.
Everywhere's dear as fuck.
There's a...
I don't think anywhere's really dearer than here though. Like Belfast.
Oh, it is.
Belfast is shocking at the moment. Shockingly dear. For anything.
What? For anything.
It's because you're buying 100 bottles of fucking perfume. You buy yourself a decent feed.
Just drink a perfume. Don't need to eat. I'm eating Irish. That's my nutrients for the day. But no, everything.
Oh, jeez. I was thinking, is arse another aftershave?
Arse by William boys. Thompson. Arse, there he is. It's on your hat.
Like drinking in city centres, a business. That's what the A's for. But drinking and
saying... Are you a hole-licking club? A couple of boys around Belfast wearing that hat, and you go, right, down that alleyway now. Yeah.
It's a sign.
Yeah, we'll have a wee secret, like Illuminati sign.
No, it's like this one.
Ours up.
Like a duck call? Yeah,
me on stage at like the Belfast Telegraph Awards at the end of the year is going...
I don't know what
Paul
I think,
Clark at the back.
How did you know he liked it?
Did it by mistake. Do you know what I mean? You ever eat a food by mistake and be like, that's not bad?
Aye, but no one's ever put their full hole in my kitchen table. I've never accidentally went, oh, fuck. Oh.
Aye, but you know, it's adjacent. It's adjacent to where you will be eating.
Now, see, maybe I would love it, but yeah. I wouldn't take the chance.
Take the chance, man. Live on the edge.
No, I don't trust you.
Don't say he's put something in that. He's spiked that. Try it, that's what I'm saying.
Spiked ass.
Spiked arse.
There's a smell of arsenic.
Ask for Angela. Someone spiked that arse.
What weird kinks are you into, Shane?
Gluten-free hobnobs, mainly.
Who's she?
I was saying
Scandinavian
recently,
model.
I've gone up in my gluten-free hobnobs in the amount that I eat. I love them.
Oh, how's your wee tummy? You have the...
It's okay, I'm on a new medication.
So am I. So what do you take a day?
I don't even know the name of the drug I'm on now.
Been there, bro. Been there.
Oh, everything. My head.
You're saying you're on a general medication?
So I'm on one for my stomach.
Right.
Which is what?
The heartburn.
Right.
And one for my thyroid.
Right.
I take magnesium. Right. Just because I'm a hardy cunt.
Right.
And I take fish oil.
Right.
And I take 3 Brazil nuts. Prescription.
You don't take a prescription of Brazil nuts?
Oh, what? We can't get them down through.
I love how you're like, I'm on drugs and it's just Remy's.
What are you taking for your tummy?
Because if I didn't take them, I'd have heartburn 24/7, even if I didn't eat.
Right.
Apparently they have a whole country's on them.
It's a real epidemic. It's like fentanyl.
Yeah.
Not Pepto-Bismol?
No, it's like a tablet.
Right.
Never take a heartburn tablet. Never see the wee advert with the wee cream.
It's not a Gaviscon or anything. It's a pill, like.
Right.
That's what they tell me. It could be for anything.
I don't know anything about it.
McCartney's on the pill.
You on the supplements?
The only thing I take's Epilim. That would be it.
For epilepsy?
What's that?
It's epilepsy medication.
You epileptic?
Yeah.
Be mental if you wasn't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just
trying to get it.
I know your life was as tough.
Oh, dude, fucking.
Jesus. Here, I'm a wee soldier. For a penny.
I'm a wee soldier. Well, it's a really common thing of what I have because it's brain damage. So it's like a side effect.
You have brain damage as well?
That's how you get cerebral palsy.
Have you booked him for a gig?
That's all I talk about ever. You know what I mean?
I've never heard of it with brain damage.
That's what CP is, though. It's a side effect of brain damage. So, and then people are like, how can you forget things? I'm like, oh, brain damage. Will you ever try writing it down? Brain damage.
Spend an hour with him and focus and like really look.
I try not to.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to many things.
But when was the last time you had an epileptic fit? I forget you have epilepsy.
I don't know. I never.
You're so addicted to eating ass halfway through that you just.
I never. Yeah, yeah. I try to take one every time. But I have. My seizures were never like stop, drop, and roll. Like, do you know what I mean? I was never doing the Harlem Shake with them. It was.
Need a golden Labrador.
I'm afraid of dogs.
You start licking your face whenever you're taking one.
Me every 5 minutes. Oh, Lassie, I'm dropping again.
You could train it to lick the. Yeah. Oh, I'm starting to foam here, Sheba. Over I'm here and licking up.
I'm the ditty of service dogs.
The canine molester.
Surviving Orwell.
Man's barred from every kennel from here to fucking Dundalk.
The real aftershave is just pedigree. But mine were never, you know, drop, you know, shake. It was like I would zone out and wouldn't know where I was, then I would vomit. I don't know what it's called.
That's not
too bad. No, it's all right. It's grand, like that.
No, I mean compared to falling on the ground, foaming at the mouth. Because when someone does have an epileptic fit like that, where they fall on the ground, they foam at the mouth and all that kind of thing, do they just naturally then come around themselves, or do they have to be like brought out of it?
I don't know. I think you have to look after them. Like, you can't just be like, oh, he's having one of his moments, ignore him.
You have to let them go through it.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Like, make sure they're not swallowing their tongue or
choking
anything.
Choking on their own tongue, right.
Yeah.
So yours are, you're just going to be sick, and then you're sweet.
Yeah.
But has it been ages in jail?
Oh, yeah, years, like. But I still have to.
Could it happen when you're driving? Theoretically.
I stopped taking the medication that you can't be on while driving. My mum sort of weaned me off it. So now whatever I take, it's like you can't drive on it.
Right.
I don't. Epilam's what I used to take. I can't remember what it's called now. But yeah, fucking have everything. Fuck it.
And then what's an EpiPen?
That's for diabetic shit. No, it's for.
That's misleading.
Nut allergies.
That's misleading.
Yeah. What, do you think there was just a pen that, like, if you use it, you don't get epilepsy?
No, I don't know. I thought it was like if you're having a fit or something, someone can put that in.
I know, you're just stabbing a fit.
Adrenaline.
Yeah, just kicking a man when he's down.
Just hand him a bick.
Can I tell you something?
Wake up.
My uncle Mickey had a was diabetic and had like a fit, like a hypo it's called. And it was me and my dad having Sunday dinner in the house as this happened. And my dad was like, I was younger, I was like, oh, I had no idea what to do, just totally useless. My dad goes, get him a bottle of Coke out of the fridge. So I'm like, my dad fucking knows what he's doing instinctively. I run over, glass bottles of Coke he had in his fridge, I open one. Mickey's like on the floor, my dad gets a bottle of Coke. Help me hold his mouth open. We like hold his mouth open, I'm like, fucking extreme, but guy knows what he's doing. We start pouring Coke into his mouth and like getting like little bits of Coke in. And then my dad goes, now I need some date. Find it, and I got potato, cheese, and onion, and my dad gets him, starts like grinding them up. He's like, let's get them in him. So like Mickey's like on the ground, like completely out of it, like rambling the way he's speaking, shaking, peel, all this kind of thing. My dad's getting all these like a bag of potato, cheese, and onion into him. Then my dad goes, probably phone an ambulance in. I phone an ambulance. The guy on the phone is like, it's his first time you're dealing with someone with a hypo and all. I was like, yeah, I have no idea what I'm doing. The guy's like, whatever you do, people think, like, give them sugar and that kind of thing. He's like, obviously, like, don't let him eat or drink anything. I look over.
There's
my dad,
first three-course meal from front
my dad has him in a headlock. And he's just violently being sick with, like, everything that we've put into him. And the police came after, or the the ambulance came after, like, half an hour. And, they were like, basically in a roundabout way to my dad, they were like, canal this worse. They're like, this is the last thing you do. His EpiPen was in the fridge. We didn't know. We had no idea.
Dennis is the last, I love Dennis, last guy I'd want the medical emergency.
Oh man. Halfway through a medical emergency, like in that situation, my dad would be going, I'm 74, I still... Is there still good muscles?
Your dad, like, I'm having a fit. Your dad's being like, count my press ups.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can do 30.
And did he die?
No.
Imagine that's how he died.
What a horrific deal. I just forgot that bit.
But you anyway did put him in a headlock. Yeah, no reason.
He was okay, but my dad was genuinely like Steve Irwin with him, wrangling him and all that.
Your dad's like, give him Monster Munch, puts him in a Kimura. That'll fix it. What on the fuck?
But it was wild that, like, it taught me, like, if someone you know was, like, conditioning him, like, find out what to do in a crisis. Because holding someone down and giving them Coke and crisps.
I just remembered a horrible thing I did.
Imagine it's murder.
This is so bad. But no way, you were like, find out what they did, right? Find out how to fix it. Yeah. I remember first time camping out my friends, I was about 15. And I was like, let's play a prank on this one guy.
Eat his ass.
Because he's a bit thick, right? He's dead now. But he's like, he's a bit stupid.
Not that hard enough?
Yeah. So, one, like...
Where are you camping?
Outside Bangor. And I'd never drank before, right? And I was like, man, I don't know how my brain will handle drink. And I took one sip of beer, stopped and dropped, and like pretended to have like a really serious fit. And everyone else was like, oh, fuck, what are we gonna do? A guy gets up, he fucking sprints away. He ran after, like, he literally went, fuck, leave him, stood up. And when he did that, everyone like stopped. And I like sat up and like, what the fuck is your problem? Like, we were trying to prank him. Like, you'd leave me to die, you little bastard.
Maybe he's waiting to get help.
He went, fuck it, leave him, we'll come back. I don't think he was. He went, fuck it, he's dying, we'll go.
Do you go camping much?
I used to when I was younger, yeah.
Do you go camping?
I love camping. Yeah. I've been a good while, I love it.
It's great.
You know, never been?
I bought a big expensive tent one time, but I put it out in the front lawn and took a generator and the TV and the microwave, fridge, the whole lot. So may as well just stay in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
You've never been like proper camping a few days sort of thing. It is great.
If you can embrace just being stinking, it's fine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like going to a music festival.
My dad used to take us all the time. One of the best memories I'll ever have is, and this sounds, you know when like, you're like, that was just a brilliant day and it sounds shit, but you were like, at the time it was amazing. We were camping in Tollymoor in Newcastle, packing up everything to go home. Car wouldn't start and it was freezing. And maybe started to snow, and the AA had to come out and tow us home, me and my dad, and it was freezing in this car because nothing would turn on. So we're sitting in the car, it's maybe like an hour drive. So my dad got my sleeping bag, so he's sitting in the driver's seat, I'm sitting in the passenger seat. I'm maybe like 7 years old and I had a sleeping bag on, and he had his like a wireless radio, and we listened to Newcastle v Liverpool. And then this season in the Premier League, there was these two iconic matches. I think both finished 4-3 between Newcastle and Liverpool. So it was so entertaining. And for some reason, that's one of the best days ever. And I don't even know how to describe it or why it was so amazing.
Like, the match was so entertaining, you turn around, your dad's froze to death. I thought that's where that was going.
Yeah, it did sound ominous at once, dude.
No, it was. And then we got home and everything was fine. But I don't know why, listening to that, I can still remember that.
Got my leg off of hypothermia, but apart from that,
it was great. I also remember one day going to get a bag of stones with my dad. It was one of the best days of my life.
The quarry?
We didn't even go to a quarry, it was just some place up in Andrew.
Why'd you get that? Your dad just fancy stones?
He needed stones for the garden.
Ah, right.
Just drove up.
It's simple things in life.
It is. Honestly, some of those days, and then you could have a day that's like a birthday or a big thing that was set up and it's never as good as
I never enjoyed that. I still don't enjoy them.
Birthdays?
Yeah, I don't like being center of attention.
You do stand up.
You're a stand up comedian. But you're doing a waterfront hall.
Performance that I am 13th of December. That's performing though, that's different. That's like, I've made something, I want people to see it. Don't like just being like, I was born. No, when people are like, it's my birthday, so y'all have to treat me like I'm a prince. I hate that.
Yeah. It's weird I could see you doing that though.
Everyone,
how did
like,
you know
16?
What I was like at my birthday party?
Because I know you. You strike me if you had like a football birthday party and someone else scored, you'd throw a huff.
No, it's all part of the game. But I got sent off at my own fifth birthday party by my stepdad and went fucking ballistic.
Why'd you get sent off?
Because it wasn't a well, that was my question. It wasn't a foul, right? First of all, I'm the last man. I'm five, not Rayman. Owen Kerr is running through one-on-one with a keeper. He's younger, right? He's maybe four.
He's got the pace.
He's running through, like a young Michael Owen.
He's got the young man's legs.
I arrive on his shoulder, fairly get in front of him with my foot, win the ball, knock the ball off to one side. Does he trip? Yes. He hurts himself when he trips. I won the ball. I do also check on him. You okay? But I won the ball. My stepdad comes over. Brought cards, mate. Brought cards to the 5-year-old birthday party. Par mad. Dishes a red card. I went, well, I won the ball. And then I go over to him, and you know when you hurt someone when you're a kid, and then you're like, say you're not hurting them. I was doing that. I was like, fucking say I won the ball. And he's like, he won the ball. He's like, covering blood. Yeah, yeah. He's like, he won the ball. And then other people, I'm like, asking other people. And I'm like, fuck, I'm intense. Like, but I'm like, didn't I win the ball? And everyone's like, to be fair, he did. He won the ball. I had to go and stand in a corridor. And I went ballistic. I fucking lost my mind. Even like when they're cutting the cake after that, I was just like, I'm no part of this. I'm not being any part of this. Stood off to the side.
For my 12th birthday party, we did airsoft, but to make up the numbers, there was me, loads of kids, and then like my dad and his mates.
That's so sad.
It is, but also like my dad took it way too shit. My dad was back in the war. Like my dad.
Your dad brought guns.
You know, like he was like, no way. When you get shot in airsoft, you go hit. You'd go hit, and then he'd fire three more into you.
Yeah. Just your dad should have no surrender or no.
My dad was firing in the urinal. It's indoors. He took it really seriously.
I've never had a birthday party.
No.
Never.
Are we about to organise Mark McCartney's first birthday party? When's your birthday, Big Shear?
Hopefully I'm dead before it.
Stop taking your magnesium. You'll just pass away.
Yeah. We're overdosing vitamins.
Overdosing's another thing you're taking.
We'll find your body and just a wee pack of jelly, baby. Vitamins.
Never had a birthday
party. When's your birthday?
5th of September.
Fuck right. Off.
Same as Beyonce.
What age are you going to be? Well, hey, joint party.
The same, cut from the same cloth, me and
Dave. You're literally the day before me.
I think we spoke with this before.
That's really weird.
I have a 6th, actually. Sure.
Joint birthday?
Ass eating and wings.
What? What would you like to do?
Nothing, that's probably the problem. Just leave me alone.
Yeah, that's me, I'm about bring the cake, leave it, get out of my room.
I don't know, I've never really thought about it. It's just, you know, I never think about it, and then you go, oh, it's my birthday tomorrow, and then you've not planned.
I would like us to organise an activity and then have like party food and stuff.
Oh, see, I always go, I don't want anyone to do something for my birthday, and then no one does, and I get sad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, throw a surprise, for fuck's sake.
You cocktail sausages and stuff.
What about even like, what about Indiana Land bowling and food?
Indy where?
Indiana Land.
Where's that?
Dundonald.
Big ice rink.
It's big soft play.
Is it upgraded to Indiana Land?
Yeah. No, Indiana Land is the soft play in it.
Fuck, you can rent it out for adults.
Yes.
Adults, whatever.
An adult.
I don't give a shit. Adults.
Boys, P. Diddy was done for this.
Indiana Land?
They were going to do it.
He threw Mick Mill down a free fall.
Nice. We're going to organise your birthday
party. Can we go to Indiana Land all together?
Indiana Land and bowling. And then we'll go... We'll go to, we'll have food at the Donald at that
there's
weekend.
Crazy golf in there now too.
It's very,
we can do
very
crazy
fun.
Golf as well.
I was at it, not that long ago.
Really?
Aye. Two lesbians bowled up the whole place.
Sorry?
Beg your pardon?
Lesbians are slow at golfing.
I've always said that.
Sitting on the clubs.
They were before. No, they don't like that. The 9-iron.
It's because they won't use balls.
They don't like any. They don't like shaft.
Do you not have a vibrating club here, for fuck's sake?
They're sitting grinding on a fake bush. But hey, they paid the money, they're well entitled to do it.
It's hard to play golf in jeans.
I wasn't. Dungarees. No, they had a great time, but they're well slow.
Yeah.
So they do their hole.
Yeah.
And then I'd get mine quicker.
Yeah.
Because I'm better at it. But they would just fucking sit for ages to the point where I was like, I'm just leaving here because they're taking too long.
I remember my cerebral palsy football team went mini golfing one time, similar issue.
Christ.
Very slow on it.
I think for maybe a Patreon special or something, Mark McCartney's first birthday.
Mark
party.
McCartney's lesbian golf.
Should have said that about lesbians because they're after me at the minute because I said something about Leanne
McCooey. Because they think you're one of them?
Well, I said that too. Girls, I'm with you.
Are you in hate? Is there a bit of hate around this? What's happening?
I mentioned new Leanne McCooey from Newry. Mm-hmm. I might have called her a word I probably shouldn't have called her, but I didn't know what it was.
At a gig?
No, fuck you.
In a letter he wrote that he tied their bracket through her window?
She was joking. She knew I was joking, but she put up jokingly that she was annoyed.
Right.
And then all these ones started messenger going, that's not right.
Was the word the same name as the guy who was in him, Mary Poppins? Would that be the word? Dick Van...
Who?
I'm not saying it. Well, his name is Dick Van Dyke. Is that the word?
I just know I wouldn't go that far.
Swear, my sister's a lesbian. She makes fun of me for being disabled. I use that word in her.
Is she
all the
a lesbian?
Time. She is. She's full tank.
Two knuckle golfing with her.
I'm a big fan of lesbians. I really am. Big fan of their work.
Yep.
They're great people. Yep. Me and them get on like a house on fire.
Oh, they're great, Craig.
It's funny listening to them talk about other. The way you hear a man talk about their girlfriend, hearing a girlfriend talk about her girlfriend
right.
is hilarious.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because of the same kind of problems with each other.
Yeah.
And the fallout.
Yeah. Yeah. It's different than like when a man's arguing with his girlfriend, when a girl's arguing with a girlfriend.
Totally different.
Yeah. But yeah, so she'll call me like, oh, you big spastic. And I'm like, I go out. We think it's great. It's great. That's the world we need to live in.
Right.
Where we just insult each other.
Is she going
to
anyone?
Oh, why? She's the exact opposite of me. My sister's very much like a state, like relationship, loves it.
Are lesbians as promiscuous as gay guys?
No.
They lock it down?
No, but you'd have to get in James, our expert, on that, but...
he's told me all about it.
Our man in the field.
He's in something.
I think like gay men are like Deliveroo.
Sorry, our
15
man.
15 minutes.
Sorry, our man in the truck
doorstep.
Stop.
Is that we'll hang out now?
I'll try and get that guy out of an apple green.
Guys, like, can we pull over to use the toilets? Doesn't even need to piss. Just like go in. Remember in Amsterdam, he's like, let's all go to a sauna. We're like, we don't trust you.
Best apple green around is the one on the way to Ballymena on the left, because it has that upstairs Lavazza, and the seating at the back of it is unbelievable. Big, comfy, like, couches.
Do they have a chopsticks?
Oh, aye.
Ah, that's what I go
It's
for.
Brilliant. It's an excellent apple greens.
There's one in Lifford.
Right.
It's probably
it has
best.
A Subway in it.
I don't know. I've never been.
Do you ever have a chopsticks?
No.
Do you ever have a chopsticks?
I hate the idea.
No,
I
want to get used to them now. Geddes taught me how to use them.
No, not the actual ones. It's a chain.
In Nevada, it's all the Chinese.
Oh, is it a Chinese takeaway?
Yeah, Chinese food.
Never. I don't like the idea of food that's been there all day, just slowly heating.
Oh, that was the best stuff. Burnt to cinder.
End of the day when it's just all the meat's been sweating on each other.
Oh, yes.
Nah, I don't like
that's the best. You want the
big
bottom.
I had the fry in the, you know, the motorway cafe.
Yeah, it's good.
The bacon, the consistency of the on table.
Aye.
Oh, first
big,
class.
Big viewing gallery at the top.
Oh, yeah.
Sausage, wanna watch the motorway? It's just on a head class. It's just fucking soaking. I love it.
This is unreal.
I love it.
I love that.
But I told you the other day, I went there, chops. In Liverpool, I ended up at a pro-Palestine march because there was a chopsticks on the other side of the street. And I couldn't just cut across it. So I had to just be in the middle of it. Being like, I free Palestine, just edging across. People in Gaza are starving, so man. It was great. It was a good time.
Gyoza strike. The Gyoza strip.
Let's edit that so it just gives a strip. Let's just have that clean.
Mixed up.
Let's get that clean.
My geopolitical knowledge isn't great.
Yeah. Oh man, I read a book about all the politics of the world and I can't remember one thing about it.
What book is that goes, here's all politics of the entire world ever?
Sunday World.
It's called Prisoners of Geography, and there's another one. I've read two of them. Uh-huh. That's the mental part of it.
And you can't remember...
I can tell you a little bit about, see, even now, it's all about who controls the seas. You're talking about space or talking about the air?
Aquaman.
You control the seas. You have the power.
Jason Momoa.
Like, and it's all about alliances. So, you know, Russia are trying to be matey with this random country in the Caribbean because they want to go, listen, we get a port here. We're going to control this entry point. The trade comes through. The shipping goes through. The waterways has a huge amount of power still. And it was a great book.
Fucking dork.
Now, do I know what I'm talking about?
I don't think you do.
The waterways.
It bores the tears of me. I just glaze over and start hearing anything about
control
politics.
The waterways.
I love politics so much. It's like my favourite thing to talk about.
By Tim Marshall, I want to say, yeah. Prisoner's Geography and something else of
the
geography.
The Power of Geography.
The Power of Geography.
You're not a political man at all? It's my favourite thing. I love it so much.
But do you know loads about it? Like,
yeah.
Like history or just general now?
Both.
No, I just watch Biden falling upstairs and that's about the head of it.
That's how you're back.
I don't know what he's doing, but the election's coming up and he's got a wee bit here. He's like I always talk about this, but remember Michael Jackson signed up to do that residency at the O2 in London just before he died? And they do rehearsals, right? And it's all filmed. And in the rehearsals, he's like, he hasn't performed in years, and he's obviously like massively addicted to like prescription drugs, and he has the best backing dancers of all time, huge production, and Jacko's literally just on the stage like, it's just
looks like a broken animatronic. I've seen it.
Looks like Weekend at Bernie's, right? He's like doing this and all, and they go to him like, Michael, if you can't perform, you owe us a hell of a lot of money because we've invested and you're going to be liable for this. It's like the next day, screen, dot, dot, dot. He's on stage. Every dance. And he's out dancing these 20-year-olds. And I fucking love it.
I'll liven them up.
And I loved it because he just switched it on. And I think with the election coming up, Trump versus Biden, it was all these clips of Biden being slow and being confused. All of a sudden, he's like, yes, boys, what's a crack? He's fucking...
Every end of a Biden speech, he never knows where to walk off stage. And you just see him getting carried like a drunk, a guy who's too drunk and is told to leave a bar. Like,
That's like when someone starts stand-up and never knows the way to the stage from the back of the room.
Yeah.
They never know the route.
Yeah.
There's like a corridor of space to take you directly to the stage. When you first start doing stand-up, you never see that, and you're just awkwardly walking through tables, and the applause is stopped by the time you get to the mic.
Oh, it's so awkward. I love that.
Your Waterfront show, December?
13th of December.
Is the tea with Megan a bit changed yet?
It should be.
So they put up a blurb for Willie's show, you know.
Meghan Markle?
You know him from this, you know him from that. And it said, he's a regular on the Tea with Megan podcast.
Oh, right.
Stayed there for weeks. And I'm saying to Willie, it says Tea with Megan? He's like, yeah, mate, I know.
Still there. No, I brought it up to you, and I have repeatedly asked it to be changed, so it should be.
Yeah.
Because I told you about it.
Imagine there's an idea, you should start one.
Tea with Megan.
But imagine there is a Tea with Megan podcast, like it's huge in Asia or something, they'll show up to see you.
Live
update from the Ulster Hall Waterfront website.
Yeah.
Cancelled.
Still Megan.
Send that.
Tea with Megan.
Well, we'll know who this is getting clipped and sent to.
No.
Don't worry.
Willie. That's a like campus threat. The way you delivered that.
We'll see the video in.
We'll clip it up.
Yeah.
You're not going to
clip it. No, that's getting sent to.
Oh.
Because that should be changed. It's very annoying.
Never seen a misread. You've lost the head.
Tablet, sir.
You've lost the
head. Only your head.
Guy's going to zoom
in. Give me a kick.
Pretend it's an ass.
Yeah. No, Waterfront and then doing a tour in November and December as well.
Right.
So we're doing Oma. We're doing Newry. We're doing Coleraine. Derry. Millennium Forum. Other places.
Places.
Dublin. Big gig in Dublin.
What are you doing in Dublin?
Sugar Club.
Lovely. Great venue.
Never been there before in my life.
Great venue.
Is it big?
I don't know. I've seen pictures of it.
How
do people get? You don't have a website, of course you don't.
Shine.net. The fuck's that supposed to be?
That's your website.
I'm not big enough for a website.
No, no. What I'm saying.
You own the web space.
No.
What are you trying to say?
I'm saying
you own the web space.
I'm not a man. Put that back on,
Mr.
That
Internet.
That looks atrocious.
Fucking Bill Gates over here. Tell me when I'm.
Yeah. All right, Scott.
Reboot me.
Listen, I'm saying, of course you should have a website, but that would make sense. So you wouldn't have a website.
What are you trying to say? Huh?
Why do you need a website?
Don't know.
For all those gigs, sales tickets.
Just put it on Instagram.
But if you had a WilliamThompsonComedy.com.
Nobody goes it.
He's not backing you up
He's
by that.
He's speaking sense. He's right.
I own the domain, that's why. Mark, it's $5,000.
You got any live shows coming up?
No.
No?
No. I'm taking it easy.
But you did those Limelight, that run of Limelight shows?
Done Limelight in December.
Would you go, has that made you want to do, will you have something later this year or anything? You just want to see what happens?
No, I'm just taking this year easy.
Right. I like it.
You put that
trying to
out?
Find myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in a deep exploration.
Let's go up into the
exploration?
Mountain.
Exploration. Exploration.
It's spreading.
Yeah. He's contagious.
Up in the mountains, Ben and Harper.
What was in that fucking done? This is the new Epstein's Island, this fucking place. Come out with teary eyes, fucking sore ass.
Epstein Island, Todd Tarsh. This is Todd Tarsh.
This has been upgraded since I was here too.
Oh, I.
Teary eyes and sore ass.
Don't worry about that.
Tax man do some sniffing about here. Hey. Damn gold teeth and everything for fuck's sake. Is that a real bush? Them's not tax deductible.
We got it from the crazy golf at the null. The Morning McCartney podcast you do goes out every week on your website.
That's right.
See his website?
That's right.
Oh, so you have one?
My thing is I really want my stuff to go out to as little people as possible. Nah.
Yeah.
That's my niche.
You did. How was your, before I know we need to wrap up, but how's your live one at you did a live one at Lavery's? Was it fun?
It was and it wasn't, because I'd never done a live one before, so I was just like, I have no idea what's gonna happen here.
Right.
But yeah, the crowd was great, like.
Good.
And
do you enjoy the crowd you attract?
Yeah, they're weirdly very nice to me.
Good.
Which I don't do well with compliments.
Yeah.
Have my crowd
then, they fucking hate me. Don't call you a fat spastic every time you go down the street if that's what you want.
Well, I pay the pit. They don't have to call you or whatever I want.
Will he plug Mudblood there as well?
Mudblood.
All right. Guys, thank you for watching and listening.
No, I'm me. I don't know.
Shadetalkcomedy.com. Come see me live. Patreon.com/TeamMePodcast for all the bonus stuff. Thank you to Mark McCartney, to William Thompson, and all you.
Let's get ready for tea with me.
Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love Tea With Me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on and play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. When we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly 1,000 hours of content. Tea With Me, Patreon, which is patreon.com/TeaWithMePodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.